both paid $70-something dollars a week. The year contracts, teams just paid the same. And police officers will make more money than both members of those two unions. I'll pay you $30 a week. Where's the fairness here? Where's the fairness to the other union members? Where's the fairness to the people out in the city who are paying for these, the taxpayers? If you offer a $30 a week benefit, the health care that the current police would get to the public in this city, you would have a line from Western France and Edgewood to City Hall when I sign up for it. I'm looking for fairness. I look at this and I do not see fairness.
Thanks, Council President. Can I just respond to that? And actually respond with your own words over that labor's contract in both the Herald, where I have. Councilman John Lane called the contract the standard that other unions should follow, while Councilman Emilio Navarro suggested the incoming administration should strive for similar results. Well, you know what? I think we did. We got concessions to the tune of $1.39 million. And you also indicated for the proper external, they also said the employees deserve credit for giving up a raise this year. Well, these employees have given it up for 18 months. Increasing, we're headed in the right direction for the next contract round to get that amount equal to the 20%. We are moving there. As Mr. Antonucci said, I can push for the 20%, but you have to take a look at the numbers in balancing whether you're going to stick with that 20% number or take a look at the hard dollars that the union is giving, hard dollars that this council, looking back at both the Herald and also the Providence Journal, talked about shunning use of cash reserve and putting into asking for 1.5 million concessions. Well, where were the concessions in the prior contracts that you ratified in December? We've got real concessions here. I don't want to pit union members against union members. That's not a focus. I'm having very real discussions and productive discussions with every single bargaining union. What type of message are you going to be sending if you reject this deal that is providing real dollars to all of the city workers?
Just to set the record straight, the laborers have been paid 20% of a working rate since 1995, and the cost of health care in the city has gone up by 14% clip. So, Mayor, let me finish, please, because there's no cap. The labor union have been paying 20% and 12%, even if the latest prior to that, they've been working on a straight, no cap, and they've been actually sharing in the burden of with the taxpayers, you know, and the health care issue. Laborers, you know, God forbid, a laborer gets a heart attack, it's no different than a policeman getting a heart attack. It's about health coverage and being affordable for this for the taxpayer of the city. So as far as you mentioned the raise, well, at the fact that they're actually going backwards, the raise is, all right, they've been actually paying more of their health care costs over the years. That, you know what, the least you can do is try to compensate since 1995 that their pay has been going steadily down every year. So you do have, you know, the ratings that offset that, but they've been paying straight 20% and 12% with no cap. So that is part of the standard. So that's the standard I was talking about. I wasn't talking about a standard with a cap. Okay, that the burden keeps shifting on to the taxpayer, and the healthcare costs in the state and just in the city are can't be afforded anymore without a fairness issue. This is about just being fair, everyone coming together, the other bargaining units and everything, and just being fair. We're not asking for anything different than the average American pays across America. I mean, it's just that simple, and that's the fundamental change that financially this city needs to make, because I am not going to just keep moving more into the future of my kids in this city because they are not going to be able to afford it. And that is true, that is a fact when you look at the numbers. So I wanted to make sure that you understand what I meant by the standard regarding that, because I can probably take a good guess that if the rest of the barbecue is paying straight 12% or 20% kosher and all the standards are here, I'm sure that the laborers, they come to the table as well. So, I think that that's the fundamental change that needs to happen. And just so I can, at least in my view on this contract, is that there's no fundamental changes in this contract. There's no structural changes in this contract. And that's what the taxpayers of this city need. They need the bargains and these contracts that are going to be affordable in the healthcare end of it, because the taxpayer can't afford on an average, 11% is for all the bargains combined, and the taxpayers pay 89% of healthcare costs that keep rising at 14% year in and year out. So we're talking about layoffs and everything else that's going to happen down there. That's going to happen regardless. We're going to make a fundamental change when it comes to a fair share in our healthcare costs in this city.
Councilman, if I could just respond to that. I think you put me a lot ahead on that.
Take a look at the working rates. You talked about the working rates of all. But when you mentioned the laborers, and I'm glad you clarified that half are paying 12%, half are paying 20%, but they also have a higher working rate because of the claims. This is one of the big things that we were able to drive with the police contract, is making sure that on that health, on the plan design changes, it drives away what we're seeing from the ER costs, where on average the city's taking a cost of about $3,000 for the visit. If you drive them to urgent care centers or to their physicians, that's the root cause of the problem, is a lot of the claims costs. And if you can get better utilization by individual employees from all bargaining units, that's where you can achieve more savings. And whether it's through HSA, which by the way, we did increase the cost there, or through the increased quotient, they're monitoring and giving back as part of their commitment to the city. And we are heading in the right direction, whether it's cap or on a percentage basis. Obviously, I agree with you. I would shoot for the 20%. But in give and take, even in your numbers that you provide, the 20% on the police only amounts to an additional 150, 160, I forgot the number, but we're getting real dollars that equate greater than that 160%.